The Book of Wisdom is a very late book, composed probably only about 100 years before Christ. And it's written in Alexandria in Egypt, specifically to encourage those people living in the Jewish diaspora. The diaspora referred to all those Jews living outside of Palestine. You know, after the exile, they began to get separated from Palestine, and they got spread throughout the whole Mediterranean region. Even in Rome, there was a Jewish community. And the Jews in Alexandria were persecuted by the Egyptians, and the pagans made fun of them, derided them, thought their ceremonies were ridiculous, thought their laws were silly. And so this passage, they seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead. In other words, who are the fools? Is it the pagans or is it the Jews who are trying to be faithful? And what happens when these people die? One of the reasons that there's a strong sense of resurrection from the dead in this reading, whereas in older Judaism that didn't exist, it wasn't until about the time of Christ, about 100 years or so before, that people began to really seriously think that a person could individually live beyond death. Before that, they thought that you lived on through your ancestors. You lived on through your children. But now, this idea is beginning, and of course, Jesus confirms that completely in his teaching, that there is resurrection of the just. And then in that second reading, we have from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, probably the most profound thing said in the whole New Testament about baptism. Are you not aware, he says, that we who were baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death? And if we have been baptized into his death and sharers in his death, then we are also sharers in his resurrection. The Book of Wisdom, that passage says, God tried them like gold in a furnace. That's the persecution that they're enduring. And they're martyrs. They have died in faith. And so therefore, they have become a pleasing offering. They're a sacrificial offering that God takes to himself. Well, Paul is saying the same thing about baptism. We become a sacrificial offering. We willingly lay down our lives. We become like Christ. You know, in John's gospel, Jesus says, no one takes my life from me. I have the authority to lay it down, and I have the authority to pick it back up again. And likewise, we have the authority to lay down our lives. Our lives don't have to be stolen from us. You know, the pagans would believe that you have to preserve life at all costs because death is just death. And so you have to hang on to life and guard it safely. But we Christians, we're not really afraid of death. We've already laid down our lives in baptism years ago. And the reason we sign ourselves in that font over and over again is because while it may have ritually happened only once, it's an ongoing reality. And Eucharist is the completion of initiation. And it doesn't happen just once. It happens every Sunday. Indeed, it happens every day. And so this willing, intentional laying down of our lives, of making ourselves a sacrificial offering, it's just part of who we are. And the longer we do that, and the more freely and openly and intentionally we do that, the less fear of death we have. November for Catholics is the month of the dead. Now we have Memorial Day in May, but that's a national holiday and it has to do with veterans. And so, you know, we participate in that too. But the real time for honoring the dead for Catholics is November. And it's because of today. It's All Souls Day. All Souls Day is always on November 2nd. And that's when we remember our dead. And that's when we pray for them. And that's when we celebrate some kind of a connection between the divide of the living and the dead. That they're really not completely gone. They don't live on just in our memory. They live on in God. And many of them have already become saints. They've already been through purgatory. They've already been released from their sins. And they're with God. And so they're praying for us. And which is it? Are we praying for them or are they praying for us? And it's both. That divide is bridged on All Souls Day and throughout the month of November, but really all the time. November is not a great month for weather, for visiting cemeteries. But if there's a nice sunny day, and we have those in November out now and then, try to make it a point to visit your loved ones in the cemetery. But even if you can't make that visit, pray for them. Pray for the redemption of their souls. Pray for the eventual rejoining that we'll all have when we all become one in God at the end of time. One of the traditions we have here at St. Thomas More is that we light candles for all of those who had funerals here in the parish in the last year. And those of you families who are involved in this have already gotten a letter about that, and you're welcome to come up and participate in lighting one of these candles. But this year, we're beginning an extension of that tradition. We're also going to light one last candle for all those people who didn't have their funerals here, but they're related to somebody in the parish. And so we'll light that one last candle for them.